From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Former North Miami Mayor Lucy Tundreau was sentenced to 65 months in prison by a federal judge yesterday. She was found guilty last December of participating in an $11 million mortgage fraud scam. Tundreau and her business partners used straw buyers to fool banks into loaning them millions of dollars between 2005 and 2008. Lance Dixon, who covers the city for the Miami Herald, says Tundreau's influence played a role in her sentencing.
U.S. District Judge Robert Scola, he said that one of the main factors in his sentencing was that he had never really seen, in his experience, someone who had such an impact in their community get wrapped up in something like, a mortgage fraud case. But he added that a major part of what made the scheme work was these straw buyers and these different individuals felt like they could trust Lucy.
Co-defendant and ex-fiancé Carl Orest was sentenced to 8 years in prison, and her two other co-defendants are fugitives. There's some good news on the horizon for those who like South Florida fruits and veggies. The Miami City Commission will vote Thursday to approve a measure that would pave the way for farmers markets to get operating permits in the city. Reporter Wilson Sayre has more.
Several years ago, Miami approved a pilot program to make it easier for some small new farmers markets in the city. But on January 1st, 2014, that program lapsed and no one really took notice. That was until an organization in Wynwood tried to get permission for its new farmers market and was told the special permit no longer existed. Since then, City Commissioner Mark Sonoff has introduced an ordinance that would permanently reinstate the program.
Farmer markets are probably good things, and especially in certain areas, they can stop what's called food deserts. And the farmers market has been very successful in getting, good food to people that don't ordinarily get good food.
Food deserts are areas where fresh produce is hard to find. There were no opponents to the ordinance on an initial vote. It's expected to pass the final hurdle this week. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.